I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
The anniversary of January 6th has come and gone, but it's turning out to be a holiday of propaganda for the state. A day to celebrate lie upon lie and the corrupt Washington, D.C. establishment's gaslighting of America.
As a result of the events on January 6th, the lives of five heroic officers were lost.
Brian Sicknick was a U.S. Capitol Police officer devoted to serving our nation. He lost his life protecting our elected representatives.
No police officers were killed on January 6th, period. Ashley Babbitt was killed on January 6th.
2 years later, the real evidence is still hidden from public view.
Based on what I saw and observed in the video clip, Ashley Babbitt was murdered. She was shot and killed under color of authority by an officer who violated not only the law, but his oath, and committed an arrestable offense.
Well, Victoria White from Rochester, Minnesota, with the crowd had come up to the tunnel entrance, and she says she had been pushed in by the momentum of the crowd, and she ended up being trapped against one of the walls. And fairly short time after she got in there, she was attacked by a police officer, a supervisor from the Metro DC Police Department, and it went on for maybe 5 minutes. She was struck nearly 40 times in the head and face.
It is definitely a crime that was committed by Officer Morris when she struck a downed person. She was seriously attempting to injure Roseanne Boylan by striking her.
But they pulled her into the Capitol. Then she did receive emergency care, and I think heroic care. The officers that were inside didn't hesitate. Unfortunately, we're pretty sure she was deceased by that time.
The Capitol Police, per their own timeline, received the authorization request from the Department of Defense, where I was Chief of Staff for National Guard's men and women, before January 6th. The Capitol Police then went to the Sergeant-at-Arms in the House and the Senate and the Chief of Police. And the decision was made, pursuant to their own timeline, that that request would be declined.
And key players in the staged insurrection with ties to the federal government and its Mockingbird media arm are still walking free. The names Ray Epps, Megan Paradise, Luke Phillips, John Sullivan. Sullivan's brother, James, turned John into the FBI after he had previously been released. James explained to the FBI that he believed his brother was not only involved in the riots at the U.S. Capitol, but was somehow in charge of the breach into the U.S. Capitol. That populist counter-revolution propagandized as far-right extremism has been spreading worldwide for years, just as the O'Biden administration's totalitarianism is spreading to world leaders as it's propagandized as homeland security. The overwhelming majority of people in Brazil know that the recent presidential election was stolen by the convicted criminal President Lula, convicted of corruption roughly 6 years ago.
And President Lula is actually a convicted felon for bribery, as well as being a socialist. So you have half the country that feels severely disenfranchised.
This election had no transparency. So the protesters who protested for the last 70 days peacefully, no arson, no violence, just wanted a evidence proof that this was an honest election. Now, it turns out, as the plot usually does thicken in these situations, that there were many an agent provocateur yesterday at these buildings and doing incredible gross damage, breaking windows and such. And it looks like this is turning into a Reichstag fire and being used to clamp down on these democratic protests.
Mirroring the aftermath of January 6th, Lula is, of course, blaming former President Bolsonaro, calling him a genocidist that encouraged the protesters who swarmed all three branches of government. Back here in the United States, the audacity of the arrest of Ashley Babbitt's mother, who was simply honoring her daughter who was murdered by the state with no charges filed, continues to spotlight the O'Biden administration's road to tyranny. The right to protest, as it is deemed in our Constitution, clearly belongs to one class of people in America, and it ain't most of us.
We came here to the Trump International Hotel to remind those uggos that stormed the Capitol that they're still ugly.
And we're reminding them with just how hot we are.
Sexy baby! You are such a sexy baby! I'm proud of you, proud of you!
Yes. The establishment, without a shred of doubt, are precisely the people the founders warned us about. And they know it. John Bowne reporting.
Look, it's not hype when you've delivered. And InfoWars has been the tip of spear against tyranny. And when it comes to the products we sell to fund our operation, they're just like our news and information. They are powerful and they change the world. The Real Red Pill Plus is one of our top sellers, but for over 2 years, it's been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns. It's finally back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the limited time we have, I can't get into all the ingredients that are in it, but this sucker is amazing. Look for yourself at how loaded each bottle is, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of these will supercharge your day and everything you do. Just look into the preglinone that we've got that's in this product. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, a proprietary product nobody else has, exclusively back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is as close as the Matrix Red Pill as you're going to get. Red Pill Plus, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.